Welcome to the Grim Leftovers Show with Grimnir every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on RealLibertyMedia.com and RLMRadio.xyz. Yeah, baby, how the hell y'all doing out there today in the internet land, interwebs land? Hopefully you're all doing all right. Hopefully nobody's dying from some unknown potential bug. I don't know, man. I don't know. Anyway, this is the Grim Leftovers program. I am Grimnir. This is episode 64. Episode 64 of the Grim Leftovers show. It's the 23rd show of this year. Is that right? Maybe not. I know it's episode 64, though. So anyway, let me say hi and howdy to all the folks out there. It's what did I say it is? Oh, it's the 23rd. It's March 23rd, 2020. And if I look up here, it's episode 12 of 2020, not episode 23. I don't know how I got those numbers confused, but I did. I'm okay. Really. Seriously. So anyway, hi and howdy to all the folks over there on freedomsnetwork.com. Those of you on realliberty.org, those of you listening in via rlmradio.xyz, and especially all of those of you here at realliberty.media.com. I got some stories lined up for you. You know, this world is driving me mad. I'm telling you, it's driving me mad. Not just the world, but seeing the reactions of people to the... You see, there's this group of people out there that are called the government, and they're telling you things. They're telling you things and saying, this is what's happening. You need to believe us. You need to follow our directions. But the thing is, I know that most of you don't trust the government. You don't believe the mainstream media, the CLAP, corporate lame ass propaganda. You don't. Normally, but now some of you do. For some reason, a lot of you do. And I can understand it because they're out there and they're closing shit down. They're making life difficult. They're making all kinds of things bad. If you had like a 401k, now you got half of that, a 200.5k. I don't know how that works. Anyway, so whatever it is, they're screwing you over. They're making you not go to work and do your job and make some money that you need to live and have a happy life. You can't just go to the grocery store and buy stuff because some other idiot's been in there buying it all up. For what? For this imagined stuff they're doing, this crazy tyranny. I'll get to all that. But let me just say, settle down. Settle down. Take a breath. Understand who it is that's telling you what to believe. These are the people you don't trust. These are the people you don't believe. And they're telling you stuff, and you're trusting it, and you're believing it, and you're following it, and you are tied into it. I know that right at this moment as I'm talking to you. There's a guy there, an orange man on television, telling you other things that I'm the opposite of what I'm telling you. He's there. He's on the television at this moment saying his stuff that he goes out there and says every day. It's going to be huge, very bigly. It's tremendous. All right. So just understand what it is and who it is you're listening to, because... You know, these guys, these people, they are not to be trusted. They are not to be trusted. yeah, Sock Puppet points out, training folks to be inside all the time, which that's really, I mean, it's okay if it's okay with that person. It's not okay with everybody, you know. It's okay with me. I like being inside. But most people don't. Anyway, let me say hi and howdy to the folks that I see chatting here in the chat. We got a whole bunch of folks in here, and I just rebooted, so I don't get to see everybody that's talking. But I do see Cowboy Tech and Frumpy and Vinny and Beetle and Sock Puppet and Hansel, J. Dredd. I know there's others tuned in out there listening in from, oh, say, places like Kentucky. And I know Rob Works is out there. Did I mention Rob Works? Hey, Rob. We know we got Kate listening in down there, and maybe Solomon's tuned in too. Hey, Solomon, man, how you doing? Yeah, what a strange world we're living in. We got folks in Austria and Australia and other places around the world, in the Netherlands, other places. So hi and howdy to y'all. I got stories lined up for you, though, so I guess I best get to them because, well, they're coming. They're coming this direction. All right. Just about an hour ago, well, about 2 hours ago now, actually, the governor of New Mexico, Michelle Lujan Grisham, or as she's known commonly here in New Mexico, the notorious MLG, she issued, it's not necessarily a stay-at-home order, but it's pretty much as close as you can get to a stay-at-home order without it being an actual stay-at-home order that so many other states are issuing. Stay-at-home order that is, call it what you will, martial law. They're forcing you to stay inside under penalty of whatever kind of nasty crap they want to come up with and do to you. You're right, Sock Puppet. When threats of injury, death, and imprisonment are involved, as I just said, whatever kind of nasty stuff they want to do to you. So here it is from the APnews.com. New Mexico orders non-essential businesses to close. Now, this may have not been the full release of what she had stated earlier, but it's as close as I got here for you. So, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced today new restrictions, including the closure of non-essential businesses. Maybe they're not essential. They're businesses. Somebody wanted them opened to operate a business, and somebody else wanted them open to partake in the services or products that business offered. Businesses such as grocery stores, healthcare operations, media outlets, and farms are allowed to remain open under the new rules, Grisham said. But basic retail businesses will have to close. Basic retail businesses will have to close. The announcement came as the state official said New Mexico now had 18 new positive novel coronavirus cases, bringing the state's total of COVID-19 cases to 83. There's about 2 million people in New Mexico. 83 people have a case of COVID-19. 83 out of 2 million. You do the math and tell me if that's worth shutting the entire state down. She also said the state will require, and get this, 100% of the state's non-essential workforce to work from home. The state's non-essential workforce. Non-essential. Why are they there? Why is there a job for non-essential people? You don't need the people. You just said so. They're not essential. You don't need them. Why are you hiring them? Why do these positions exist? The new restrictions ask state residents to now limit gatherings to 5 people. Yes, you could count them on one hand now. 5 people. Yeah, first it was 150, then it was 50, then it was 10. Now it's 5. 5 people in a gathering at one time. Now, I'm wondering about what if there's like a couple parents and they have 4 kids? Well, they're already violating the thing, right? You got 6 people in the house. The new actions follow a series of emergency public health orders that have closed down the state's indoor shopping malls, gyms, and movie theaters. Officials also have eliminated dine-in service at restaurants, bars, and breweries. They are destroying businesses statewide. She is. They're, of course, destroying businesses nationwide and worldwide as well. But I can only deal with what's like right here close at home at this point in time. They are destroying businesses that were barely surviving. These businesses can't go a month, can't go 2 months, 3 months, 5 months without business. They can't do it. They're going to go under. Do they understand that? Lujan Grisham said residents can still go for a jog or walk their dogs. Yeah, what's that pay? The state will ramp up surveillance efforts to monitor businesses. We are prepared to enforce this when necessary. Enforce, you know what that means. Yeah, 5 people, 6 feet apart, wrapped in rubber gloves from head to toe, you know. K through 12 schools are shut down with some remote instruction for students until at least April 7th, so a couple more weeks there, as school districts distribute free grab-and-go meals for students. Grab-and-go meals. They feed kids in schools now. I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and we never got free meals. We never got free nothing from the school. And I guess you could call it free education, but boy, if that's the best they could do. Anyway, so they're grab-and-go meals to students in a state where 70% of the students qualify for free or reduced-price lunch. Healthcare centers are appealing to the public for donations of personal protective equipment. Now, what kind of personal protective equipment is the public really going to have, do you think? Like masks, gloves, and robes. I can give you a bathrobe. Is that going to work? And most grocery clerks stock shelves to attend customers without protection. Hospitals are refining emergency triage plans as the state health department seeks to expand access to testing in rural areas. Well, let me tell you, as a member of a rural area, stay the hell out of here. We don't want your crap coming into our county. We have zero, at least as reported by you, zero corona, COVID, whatever you want to call it, boogie woogie bug. There's none of that here. And if you start bringing in your testing crap over here, then you're going to bring it in. And we don't want you out here. The state also has cleared out at least half of the hotel and lodging rooms statewide, leaving more provisional housing to healthcare workers. Don't these healthcare workers live here? I don't know. All right. So that's really the non-news news. It's news to me because it's New Mexico and I live here. But it's basically this way happening all across. And if your state, if you're in the U.S. and your state hasn't done this yet, get ready. It's coming. I mean, we're talking about 83 cases out of 2 million people. And, but let's get down to the real stuff here. Let's get down to the real news. The real story. This article from February 5th, 2020 on globalresearch.ca or globalresearch.org, whichever you prefer. And just put these two words in your head. Keep these two words in your head. Or you can make it into one word if you want, because it's going to sound very familiar to you by the end of the story, although you'll never hear it coming from the clap. Lockstep. Lockstep. The lockstep simulation scenario. A coronavirus-like pandemic that becomes trigger for police state controls. As I said, this is posted February 5th by somebody named Helen Bayinski on Global Research. Oh, boy. By now, those following the novel coronavirus epidemic, or pandemic as it is now, are familiar with Event 201. And I have reported on Event 201 quite often here on, well, either this show or Fricker's Ball. The pandemic simulation staged by Johns Hopkins University in conjunction with the World Economic Forum, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Johnson and Johnson, and other ruling class heavy hitters in October. The media establishment has already picked the story clean, set up the eviscerated a straw man with no, Bill Gates didn't cause the coronavirus epidemic, silly conspiracy theorist. Yeah, they've wiped the Bill Gates portions out of this, and convinced the group itself to issue a statement denying their exercise was meant to predict the behavior of an actual virus to follow. But few are aware of the epidemic playing out in China and two dozen other countries, well over 150 countries now, I do believe, including the United States, is unfolding in line with the decade-old simulation titled Lockstep. A decade-old simulation called Lockstep, devised by the Rockefeller Foundation in conjunction with the Global Business Network. The scenario, one of four, included a publication called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development in 2010, describes a coronavirus-like pandemic that becomes the trigger for the imposition of police state controls on movement, economy, and other areas of society. Movement, economy, and other areas of society. The lockstep scenario describes a world of tighter, top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. In 2012, 2 years after the report's publication, an extremely virulent and deadly strain of influenza originating with wild geese, for some reason, brings the world to its knees, infecting 20% of the global population. Now, you may have heard some people, some certain politicians, bandying about the 20% number already. So, this is from the simulation. 20% of the global population, 8 million people, in killing 8 million people in just 7 months. The majority of them healthy young adults. It devastates global economies, ruptures international trade, but not everyone, the Rockefeller Foundation makes clear, is hit equally. Countries of Africa, Southeast Asia, and Central America suffer the worst in the absence of official containment protocols. It wouldn't be the Rockefeller Foundation if someone wasn't licking their lips at the thought of a mass die-off in the global south. But Western democracies, quote-unquote democracies, also pay the ultimate price. The United States' initial policy of strongly discouraging citizens from flying proved deadly in its leniency, accelerating the spread of the virus not just within the U.S. but across borders, the report warns, but removes such obstacles as those pesky individual rights, and you have a recipe for surviving. Yeah, just wipe out individual rights, and maybe some people will survive, even thrive, in the event of a pandemic, the foundation gushes. A few countries did fare better, China in particular. The Chinese government's quick imposition and enforcement of mandatory quarantine for all citizens, as we saw a couple months few back, as well as its instant and near hermetic sealing off of all borders, saved millions of lives, stopping the spread of the virus far earlier than in other countries, and enabling a swifter post-pandemic recovery. The message is clear. Police state good, freedom bad. The message is clear. Police state good, freedom bad. And other governments rapidly get the message, according to the simulation. First and third world nations alike follow suit by flexing their authority and imposing quarantines, body temperature checks, and other airtight rules and restrictions, most of which, the report is careful to note, remain in place even as the pandemic recedes into the past. Yes, all of those restrictions remain in place after pandemic goes away. In order to protect themselves from the spread of increasingly global problems, from pandemics and transitional terrorism to environmental crises and rising poverty, leaders around the world took up a firmer grip on power. This global power grab is facilitated by a frightened, highly fearful citizenry who willingly gave up some of their sovereignty, or all of it, and their privacy, or all of it, to more paternalistic states in exchange for greater safety and stability, tolerant, and even eager for top-down direction and oversight. Everything from tighter biometric identification to stricter industrial regulation is welcomed, demanded with open arms. It takes over a decade for people to grow weary of the authoritarian controls imposed in the wake of the pandemic, and hints that even the civil unrest that ultimately manifests is focused on the developed world. After all, a popular uprising in the technocratic police state envisioned by the simulation would be all but impossible, as it will be in real life once 5G makes a real-time total surveillance of all cities a reality. Pin the blame on the dragon. It remains unclear of what or who unleashed the novel coronavirus in Wuhan. The initial claim that it originated from bats in a wet market in which live animals are sold and then butchered in front of the customer could not have been more perfect from a Western point of view. Wet markets are reviled in the West, where consumers prefer that the animal cruelty required to put meat on their tables happens behind closed doors. While wet markets would seem to improve food safety by making it impossible to sell mystery, mislabeled, or expired meat time and again, they are fingered as disease vectors by disapproving West. Every time followed the calls to ban them entirely. However, in the Hunan seafood market, had not sold bats for years. Meaning, if the wet market hypothesis is to persist, an intermediate host species would be required to get the virus to humans. Snakes were nominated. Even though scientists weren't sure they could be infected by a coronavirus, it was more important that they eat bats that were sold at the market. 3 weeks after the Hunan seafood market was shuttered and disinfected, a Lancet study put the last nail in the hypothesis coffin, revealing the first several coronaviruses had no exposure to that market at all. Perhaps unsurprisingly, this has not discouraged the media from continuing to blame it for the epidemic. Beyond madness, Beyond madness. Beyond the disintegrating official story, rumor mongers have pinned the blame on the Chinese government, suggesting that though malice or incompetence, through malice or incompetence, Beijing released a virus cooked up in a top secret bioweapons program operating in the city's high security lab. The chief purveyor of this theory, Danny Shoham, an Israeli biosafety analyst, made this story up, which should raise a forest of red flags in anyone familiar with Israel's own experiments in gene-targeted biowarfare, even before taking into account Shoham's own history of fraudulently blaming Saddam Hussein's Iraq for the 2001 anthrax attacks. Other outlets spreading this theory cite American biosafety consultant Tim Travon, who opined in 2017 Nature article, published before the Wuhan lab even opened, that that diversity of viewpoint and openness of information are both critical to the safe functioning of such a high-risk lab and alien to Chinese culture. The persistence of the lab accident theory of coronavirus creation thus owes more to cultural chauvinism and xenophobia than any actual fact-based clues. While many alt-media outlets have fingered Event 201 as the replica drill that so often coincides with a false flag event, few are aware that on the day after the simulation in 2019, Military World Games was kicked off in Wuhan, bringing 300 U.S. military personnel to the city. Former Malaysian PM Matthias Chang, however, zeroed in on the games as a Z likely entry point for what he described as a biological war waged by the United States against China. In an interview with the Institute for War and Peace reporting last month, Chang placed coronavirus on a continuum of American bioattacks, he said, including a deliberate infection of Guatemalans with syphilis and gonorrhea, and Cubans with dengue fever, as well as creating the Ebola epidemic in Sierra Leone. As of February 4th, there are over 1,000 times more coronavirus cases in China than outside of it. Well, that's all changed now, too, but that's how it was on February 4th. And the foreign cases appear to be ethnically Chinese, were reported. This is not a coincidence. A recent scientific paper revealed the enzyme, which serves as a receptor for the novel coronavirus, is produced by a certain type of lung cell found in extremely large numbers in Asian men compared to those of other ethnicities. Even more intriguingly, those lung cells are involved in the expression of many other genes that positively regulating viral reproduction and transmission. The paper's authors stopped short of suggesting the virus came out of the lab, instead dryly observing that it seems to have cleverly evolved to hijack that population of cells for its reproduction and transmission. But one man's clever viral evolution is another expert bioweapon development. Anyway, there's a whole lot more to this story, and there's also a video for you to watch here. I'll put the video directly into the blog, police state contagion, da-da-da-da-da. But bear in mind, everything you're being told is a lie by the governments, by the CLAP, the mainstream media, if you want to call them that. It's all a lie. But I did find some truth, and I have to thank Flash somebody. He posted this link. I do believe it was Flash somebody that posted this link there in the chat earlier today. A little bit of truth coming out of the, slightly different form of the mainstream media. And as I get ready to go do this one, I see Robes has posted a link here that Pelosi unveils 2.5 $2 trillion counterproposal to GOP coronavirus stimulation. $2.5 trillion after all the trillions they've already pushed out there. Another $2.5 trillion. What the hell? It's fake money anyway. Might as well. So here you go. From the Babylon Bee. Congress assures nation they're working tirelessly to figure out how to take advantage of this crisis. And you can bet they are. This is a satire article, but there's more truth in this than any of the mainstream articles. Congress people from both sides of the aisle assured the nation Friday that they're going to try to take advantage of this current crisis in every way possible. Take advantage. Americans were worried that the crisis was going to hit hard without any push from government to present itself as the answer to all of their problems. But lawmakers reassured Americans that they're working together to look at all the challenges of our current disaster and pull all the right strings so that they come out on top. Rest assured, America, we're working hard day and night to see how we can expand our unconstitutional powers, reduce individual liberty, and personally profit from this crisis, said one Republican senator. If there's a liberty somewhere we haven't tried to stamp out, don't worry. We have good people working on it. If there's a constitutional right to be trampled on in this, we're on it, said one Democratic congresswoman. All our best people are looking into ways we can exploit this crisis for our own gain. We have committees working long hours to see what kind of terrible bills we can slip through while the nation is distracted. Anyone who thinks we would let a good crisis like this go to waste is sorely mistaken. Congress has also assured the nation that as soon as the crisis is over, they'll be looking for another to exploit. Like I said, more truth in that little article than all of the other, all of the clap outlet articles put together. It is crazy. Now, I was mentioning Bill Gates earlier there and that article about lockstep. Lockstep, remember lockstep? Don't forget lockstep. I was mentioning Bill Gates there, and if you've been following alternative, I guess you want to call it, media for any amount of time, you know a lot of the things that Bill Gates said. These things, of course, won't come up on your CNNs or your NBCs or Fox Newses or anything like that because, well, they can't insult Bill Gates. So you know that if you've been listening to us for any amount of time, that Bill Gates is a huge proponent of population reduction via vaccinations. So I came across this article. It was just today that I found it, although it was posted 4 days ago. But it was just today that I came across it. And it's on a website called BigLeaguePolitics.com, which seems an unlikely place for it to be. But here it is. As coronavirus panic spreads, Bill Gates talks up digital certificates to enforce mandatory vaccinations. Gates is milking this crisis for all it's worth. Globalist oligarch Bill Gates gave a chilling reply to a question during a recent Ask Me Anything question and answer session on the social media provider Reddit. What changes are we going to have to make to how businesses operate to maintain our economy while providing social distancing? I did a show a couple weeks ago about the social distancing. That was my primary topic. Social distancing. Now it's every freaking where. A user asked Gates during the AMA session. The question of which businesses should keep going is tricky. Certainly food supply and the health system, which we saw from the New Mexico announcement, We still need water, electricity, and the internet. I'm glad he included the internet in there. Supply chains for critical things need to be maintained. Countries are still fighting to find out what to keep running, Gates responded. It was the next part of the answer that alarmed individuals concerned with protecting medical freedoms and privacy rights. Eventually, we will have some digital certificates to show who has recovered or who has been tested recently, or when we have a vaccine, who has received it. A digital certificate for knowing when you have received a vaccination. And if you haven't gotten one, you damn sure going to get one under their new authoritarian control mechanism. Now, as I've pointed out for a long period of time, and thank you, Solomon, for the military state that we live under, not a police state, a military state. It's beyond that now. It's beyond military state. I don't even know what you call it at this point. Because it's not even going to be a state. It's going to be a world, a military world, or some kind of authoritarian control overlord world. That's what they're aiming for. I'm not saying it's going to be that. I'm saying that's what they want. And it seems like people are asking for it, are demanding that they be controlled in the worst possible ways in order to allow this all to happen. And they knew, these people that are pushing it, that are behind it, that are driving it, that created it, they knew that this is what how people would react by saying, please save me, be my savior, be my master, I'll do anything just so I don't get this bug. Reddit users were immediately thunderstruck by the Gates' ominous response and were scrambling for a clarification from Mr. Gates that never came. Digital certificates? Are you saying each individual will receive a document that says we're tested? Can that be used against us? A Reddit user posted. No, he's saying Microsoft and MIT developed tattoo markers that show what you have received, a vaccine or not. This will be coupled with Gates' new invention, ID 2020, which is a digital ID microchip implanted under your skin. Another Reddit user explained to Gates' motives. The ID 2020 project, a globalist identification project that would force people to submit their personally identifiable information into an Orwellian database, announced their vaccine tracking program last year. And there's a link here to a website called biometricupdate.com. Oh my gosh. So I don't even know. it's not that hard. I can do a victim voice. I've heard enough of them. All right. Now this article, me and my Moose Girl actually covered back in December, I think, on the Freakers Ball. And I didn't really think too much of it at that time, other than the fact of, well, that's just plain weird. Why would they want to do that? Because at that time, I was unaware. I was unaware of any coronavirus, of any Wuhan virus. Wuhan virus. No, I didn't know about it. So it didn't make too much sense to me. But now, looking back at it, and I had to look back at some stuff for whatever reason earlier today, and I saw that and I said, wait a minute, that there's got to be something else going on here. So here it is from futurism.com, and they don't talk about it here in the article. You'll have to draw your own conclusions or let me lead you to some maybe. The first ever, and this is on December 6, 2019 on futurism.com, first ever pig monkey chimeras born in a Chinese lab. I thought to myself, well, isn't that strange that they would try to put those two together? And you know that China, over the last year or two, has had a big problem with various swine flus. Swine flus, yeah. Huh. So if you're trying to put a pig and a monkey together, a monkey, which is a simian, which is almost human DNA-based, you got to ask yourself, pigs get this all this weird swine flu virus stuff, and if they're trying to combine a pig and a monkey, how far is that from a pig and a human? Or from pig flu to monkey flu to human flu? According to New Scientist Exclusive, the first ever piglets with cells from monkeys have been born in a Chinese lab. This is the first report of a full-term pig-monkey chimera. State Key Laboratory of Stem Cell and Reproductive Biology researcher Tang Hai, a co-author on the paper about the told the magazine, the researcher's final aim is to grow human organs inside animals, which all sounds very worthwhile, doesn't it? You know, there's a big shortage of human organs for people that need transplants. But there's something more sinister involved, I can guarantee you. As I said, we covered this on the Freakers back in December, so you can check it out for yourself. I just wanted to bring it up to get that little those connection dots working in your head. Get those little indicators going as to, wait a minute, this don't sound right. Something else going on here. Oh, man. Okay. Pick who. Okay, it should be easy, but it may not be, depending on who you are. Let's say, for example, maybe you're like Chloe, you listen again. Hey, Chloe. So if you're Chloe listening in, this may not be too easy for you to pick. Who's the bad guy here? Who's the real bad guy here? But here it is. I don't think it matters. George Soros attacks Donald Trump, saying he is going to destroy the New World Order. It doesn't look like he's destroying the New World Order. It looks like he's ushering it in. But George Soros, and this was, again, a long time ago article. This was posted on the 10th of June, 2018, so almost 2 years ago. But Soros was saying that Trump was going to destroy the New World Order. Fast forward to today, and it looks like Trump is ushering in the New World Order at hyperspeed. So anyway, like I said, pick your bad guy depending on your political sensibilities, I guess. I don't know. Billionaire globalist George Soros has once again slammed President Trump for the current state of society 2 years ago, when it was doing pretty well. Everything was going pretty decently back then 2 years ago. Not so much today. Lockstep. Anyway, adding that everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. The 87-year-old Clinton donor, Clinton creator more likely, accused Trump of being willing to destroy the New World Order, as if that was a bad thing. Destroy the New World Order. The bigger the danger, the bigger the threat, the more I feel engaged to confront it, Soros said in the most horrible paper out there, the Washington Post. Soros is currently facing a worldwide backlash for his ongoing manipulation of various democracies around the world, notably Roseanne Barr and Vladimir Putin. Okay, I don't know how you couple those two, but whatever. Slammed him for being, as they call it, a Nazi sympathizer and controlling the Democratic Party. Well, controlling the Democratic Party, that was easy enough. Just give them enough money and tell them who to go out there and recruit. I don't know about the whole Nazi thing, whatever. The Daily Mail reports it makes it very difficult for me to speak effectively because it can or will be taken out of context and used against me, Soros stated. Yeah, but everything you say is so despicable. You don't have to take it out of context. Just take your direct words and throw them back at you, and they sound like some horrible monster, which you are, George Soros. You're a horrible monster. Soros is still in shock that Trump won the election, as many people are. Anyway, like I said, pick your own enemy out of this. There's more to the article, should you care to read it, but really all you needed is the headline, is who is your bad guy here? I mean, if I got to pick a bad guy from Soros and Trump, it's definitely Soros, without any question at all. Soros is far, far more evil than Trump. But as far as destroying the New World Order, no way in hell. Trump is ushering in the New World Order at record pace, whether he knows it or not. He may not realize that's what he's doing, but he's playing right into their hands. He's bringing about lockstep. That is their goal. That is their aim. All right. Yeah, what do you fuck Soros too? All right. From humans are free. How humans are free. .com. If you want to believe that. Are we? At some level, you are. It may be hard to see, but at some level, humans are free. This posted on February 19th. There's a connection between coronavirus and 5G. Yes, the Chinese coronavirus 5G connection is a very important factor when trying to comprehend the coronavirus, formerly abbreviated 2019 NCOV, now COVID-19 outbreak. A lot of interesting changes to that name, isn't there? I just call it the Woohoo virus. Wuhan virus. All right, various independent researchers around the web for around 2 or 3 weeks now have highlighted the coronavirus 5G link, despite the fact that Google, as the self-appointed New World Order censor-in-chief, is doing its best to hide and scrub all search results showing that connection. The coronavirus 5G connection does not mean the bioweapons connection is false. It's not a case of either or, but rather broadens the scope of the entire event. Wuhan was one of the test cities chosen in China for the 5G rollout. 5G went live there on October 31st, 2019. Says here, almost exactly 2 months before the coronavirus outbreak began, before we first started hearing about it, not before it began. All right. Meanwhile, many scientific documents on the health effects of 5G have verified that it causes flu-like symptoms. The article reveals that various connections behind the coronavirus phenomenon, including how 5G can exacerbate or cause the kind of illness you are attributing to the new virus. The rabbit hole is deep, so let's take a dive. 5G, a type of directed energy weapon. For the deeper background to 5G, read this person's 2017 article, 5G in IoT, the Internet of Things, Total Technology Control Grid Being Rolled Out Fast. Many people around the world, including concerned citizens, scientists, and even government officials, are becoming aware of the danger of 5G. This is why it has already been banned in many places worldwide, such as Brussels, the Netherlands, and parts of Switzerland, Ireland, Italy, Germany, the UK, the USA, and Australia. It's not banned in the UK or USA or Australia. I'm doubting it's banned in the UK. Some of these it is banned in, but certainly not in the USA. It's up and running in the USA. There is a nationwide 5G network operational. Not at full strength yet, but it is there and operational. After all, 5G is not just the next generation of mobile connectivity after 4G. It's radical, an entirely new type of technology, a military technology used on the battlefield that is now being deployed in civilian realm. It is a phased array weaponry being sold and disguised as primarily a communication system. When the frequency bands it uses, 24 gigahertz to 100 plus gigahertz, include millimeter waves, are the same ones used in the active denial systems, those beams they hit you with to make you feel like you're on fire. Even mainstream Wikipedia describes the active denial systems as directed energy weaponry. It disperses crowd by firing energy at them, causing immediate and intense pain, including the sensation of skin burning. Remember, directed energy weapons are behind the fall of the Twin Towers. Yeah, I don't know much about that. I can't really abide by that it was directed energy weapons on 9/11. No, but it says, and the fake California wildfires. The wildfires were real. Or the fires were real. How wild they were, I don't know. But definitely there was some directed energy weapons being used in Paradise, California, back when all that happened. So there's that. Okay, I gotta give you the little thing here. This is not really an article for you to use. Merely something to help you in your journey going forward, because some of you only have maybe a few rolls. Some of you may have a stockpile or a whole stock room full of toilet paper. But some of you only got a few rolls, and you want to know, how long before I need more? Well, that's simple. All you got to do is go over to howmuchtoiletpaper.com, and it'll tell you how much toilet paper you need for the rest of your quarantine. Now you can adjust the number of days if you click the advanced options button to say how long the quarantine's got to last. They have it set initially at 14 days. And you can, there's little sliders for how many rolls do I have? How many times do I visit the toilet a day? How many times do I wipe my ass every trip? How many sheets do I use per wipe? How many sheets are there on a roll? How many people are in your household? So it's all very important that you want to know. howmuchtoiletpaper.com. And you can figure out if your ass is going to stay clean through the end of your quarantine. All right. Important. This next one's very important. You need to know this. It's so important. Especially if you live over there in the Netherlands. This is on nltimes.nl. Obviously, the Netherlands. People race to buy last-minute weed as coronavirus rules shut down the Dutch coffee shops. Now, you got to have your priorities. And up above and beyond the needing of toilet paper would be weed. Get out there and get your weed. And get into them Amsterdam coffee shops and buy up what you need to have, because They're going to shut those places down. And if you don't have weed during this high-stress time, that's going to be bad. That would be bad. I fold. I fold. I don't really prefer scrunching. How do you know where the beginning and end is? Anyway, get on out there, you Netherlandians, and get that weed. Also, if you live in the United States, depending on where you live, like California, I know, has made the weed shops an essential business. So the weed shops will stay open in California under that. Here in New Mexico, well, you have to have like the medical whatever to get the weed. So we don't get that here. But maybe like places in Colorado that you do have the weed shops open. So get on in there and get your weed before they shut them all down or they say these are non-essential. Of course, they're saying that alcohol is essential. So I would guess that. Yeah, get there before it's renamed Amsterdam. Anyway, on Friday's Freakers Ball show, at the very end of the show, I gave you a link to various to places you could go and get all kinds of free education via Ivy League outlets, Ivy League schools. Now, I'm going to give you another link here, and this is called 12 Dozen Places. 12 dozen, that's 144, one gross. Places to educate yourself online for free. And it lists a whole bunch of places. Now, granted, this is an old article, I think 2010. So all of these links may not be operational, but I guarantee you many of them are. Probably most of them are. But they got science and health, like MIT and places like that. They got business and money, Investopedia, myownbusiness.inc. They got history and world culture, Notre Dame, Bio's Best, Boston College. They've got law if you want to learn law, and this may be a good time to learn that shit, considering all the nasty crap going down. Computer science and engineering, a whole long ass list of each of these. Mathematics, I love math. Math is wonderful. English and communications, which you know if you got to stand 6 feet away from somebody, that might help. Foreign and sign languages, multiple subjects and miscellaneous. So all kinds of wonderful stuff there for you to learn. For free on the interwebs. And in this time of all the closings of all the various schools, it would be beneficial to you to make note of both of those links that I put out there last week and then this one here today. So that's gonna wrap it up. There's many other topics though on that 12 dozen site. So check them out and hopefully that'll all work out terrifically for you. So I have to say, once again, I'm at the end of the show here. Stay away from people. Just stay away from people. Don't mind that it's the government telling you to stay away from people. Just bear in mind your own thoughts. People are terrible, generally speaking, and you want to avoid them. Maybe you got a few people that are cool that you like to hang out with. That's okay. That's okay. That works. But in general, going out there in the public and dealing with those critters, just don't do it because, man, they are rotten. Yeah, lockstep. Let me throw that in there again. Lockstep. All right, tomorrow I do believe Flash and somebody else will be on with In a Perfect World. Check the schedule on reallibertymedia.com. For all the rest of the shows, I did update the schedule yesterday, so that should be all correct now. I think that's it. Have yourselves a great night, a great week. Stay away from people. That's all. Talk to you all later. Peace!